You are listening to episode 93 of the Tennis Files podcast, announcing Tennis Summit 2019.
Introducing Coco Gauff's signature shoe, more than just a tennis shoe. It's a fusion of 90s-inspired style and cutting-edge performance technology. With its sleek mid-cut silhouette, it's designed to enhance speed and power on the court. The multi-piece upper construction delivers high-energy return for players of all levels. Whether you're a seasoned pro or just starting out, the Coco CG1 empowers you to dominate the game. Learn more and purchase the Coco CG1 at NewBalance.com.
Welcome to the Tennis Files Podcast, bringing you advice from the top minds in tennis to help you improve your game. And now, here's your host, Mehrban Iranshad.
Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of the Tennis Files Podcast. It's a weekly show to help you improve your tennis game, interview a lot of fantastic coaches, experts, players, pro players, and as well as high-level players on the show to extract as much value that I can for you to help you learn more about tennis. And today is a little different. It's one of my solo episodes, which I do, I'd say, maybe 15 to 20% of the time. But I'm actually announcing a huge event that I am going to be hosting, and this is will actually be the third time that I've hosted this event, an annual event, and it is called Tennis Summit 2019. It's one of my favorite events of the year. Very biased, I might add, because I actually host it, but it's a really cool event that will bring together some of the most incredibly most knowledgeable tennis minds in the game, the best coaches and experts in the world that I know and that I've contacted and that have been so gracious to give their time for this event. And the awesome thing about this event is that it is both free and online. So during the week, which the dates are actually May 14th to May 19th. So we've got a couple weeks from the date of this episode publishing until the event starts for you to register. And as many of you probably know, I previously hosted in 2017 the Tennis Technique Summit, which was fantastic. It was geared all toward technique, as you could probably have guessed from the title. And we had about 31 coaches on that, I believe. And then last year, I hosted Tennis Summit 2018, which focused on several different aspects of the game. Tennis, fitness, strategy, the mental game, technique, and other aspects as well. And this year in Tennis Summit 2019, it's actually different. I think that it's an improvement over last year. First off, I always try to preach about improving every single year. And that's exactly what I tried to do. And I believe I did with this conference in terms of several things from the website layout itself to the speakers and the quality and everything. So this year, the theme is a little different. It is how to help competitive tennis players win more tennis matches. And of course, there's a lot of us out there, probably all of us really, if you're listening to this podcast, that are competitive and like to win and at the least like to improve themselves. And so I'm gearing the theme to be towards that, to help us win more matches. And we have some different speakers as well. I'm going to list them all in a sec. Well, I guess I'll mention some of them now. So some of the new speakers that we have this year are Rick Macy, who is a legend, who has coached 5 world number ones, I believe, including Venus and Serena Williams and Andy Roddick, as well as Jennifer Capriati and Maria Sharapova. We've got Pat Echeverry, who is one of the most legendary fitness experts in the game as well. And he has done some great work with some incredible players. Huge list: Pete Sampras, Andre Agassi, Justine Henin-Hardenne, Martina Hingis, Jim Courier, Jennifer Capriati, Monica Seles, Mary Jo Fernandez, Arantxa Sanchez Vicario. And no, I didn't memorize all that. I'm reading directly off of the homepage of the summit. It's called tennisfilessummit.com. That's TennisFilesSummit.com. So yeah, among others, also Dr. Sean Drake, who is the vice president of Racket Fit. I had the great pleasure of seeing him present in person last year at the World Tennis Fitness Congress, hosted by Dr. Mark Kovacs and Mary Jo Kovacs. And I've actually have, of course, Dr. Kovacs back on. He's just an awesome guy and has put together a great presentation for you once again. But yeah, Dr. Sean Drake, he is just fantastic in the world of just biomechanics and sports injury management. He's got a doctorate in chiropractic from Life University in Atlanta. He's got a lot of other certifications as well in that world. And see, trying to think who else. David Grant, who I actually had on the podcast a few episodes, well, several episodes back. He's also wonderful in the world of helping people with rehabilitation and injury prevention. And yeah, I mean, there's just a lot of great, you know, both returning and new coaches on here. Also Brent Abel, who is the founder of webtennis.com. And yeah, as far as other people who are returning, I'm just scanning again. One of my favorites, Peter Freeman from Crunch Time Coaching, a wonderful guy. Sarah Stone, who is a WTA coach, fantastic. Edgar Giffenig, who was on the Tennis Technique Summit in 2017. Gigi Fernandez, 17-time Grand Slam champ. Ian Westerman from Essential Tennis. Emma Doyle, another beloved coach from the summit. Oh, a big addition too this year is Louis Caillé, who is the head of performance coaching at the LTA, and he coached the Canadian Davis Cup team for 12 years, and he coached Jamie Murray and helped him work up from, you know, a lower ranking all the way up to the number one in the world. He's worked with 6 number one players and 24 top 50 ATP players. Will Hamilton, my good friend from Fuzzy Yellow Balls. We practice a lot together, actually, up in DC. Wow. Just so many coaches. Faisal Hassan, David Bailey, who's a great footwork technician there. Jeff Salzenstein, another one of my favorites from Tennis Evolution. Alistair McCall from McCall Method, 3-time summit appearancer. That's not the right word. Jeff Greenwald, who's one of the preeminent, hopefully that word is proper too, minds in mental performance. Brian Parkinen, rising star, and he's the chief operating officer of the PTR, Professional Tennis Registry. I say rising star because in a matter of, I don't know, like a year, I saw him rise from being, I guess, in maybe, I think, the director of education or something like that to chief operating officer. And he's looks like a young guy. So he's great as well. Satoshi Ochi from USTA. He's the head strength and conditioning coach there. Dean Hollingworth, who is just another great guy, a Canadian. I love my Canadians here. And he has a great course called Baseline Power. He's going to talk about agility exercises. Dominic King, weightlifting for tennis players. Jeff Rothschild, going to talk about diet trends. Allen Iverson, not the basketball player, and he's going to talk about how to choose the right shoes for you. So I think I mentioned most of the instructors. A couple more. Time Value of Tennis, Sergey and Aritz are coming on. Greg Lesueur from Online Tennis Instruction. He's fantastic as well. And yeah, that might be it. Oh, Chris Suter as well. And Mark Sofilis, great coaches. So hopefully I named everybody there. If I didn't, any of the coaches who I didn't, feel free to, I don't know, slap me or something. That's fine. It's not too hard. But yeah, so that's a lot of great coaches, and there's still a possibility for more to be added, but that's the preview on the coaches there. So a great list. And as far as the structure of the summit, so I also structured it different this year. This year, I'm having a day on singles strategy. That'll be likely on Tuesday, May 14th. And then on Wednesday, I'm going to have sessions on double strategy. And then Thursday will be all about technique. And then most likely what we're going to do with Friday is sessions on the mental game. And then Saturday and Sunday are going to be about fitness and equipment. So there might be a little wiggle room there as far as the days and everything. It just kind of depends on the overall number of sessions that I have total for each area, which I'm trying to manage, of course, while giving some flexibility to the coaches and experts. But it'll definitely be pretty I mean, it's pretty finalized right now, but, you know, they're, you know, just forgive me if there's any change, but that's pretty much all I guess I'll say on that. So as far as the some individual sessions, I've mentioned a few already, but like, for example, Rick is going to talk about the most critical principles to developing rock solid technique. This guy, he's just brilliant, wonderful coach, and he has so much experience. He's still teaching 50 hours of private lessons a week. So he's got a lot of energy, still loves the game. You know, he's coached so many champions, but he doesn't tire out from, you know, from coaching even younger kids and amateurs, just seeing them improve. So it's wonderful. Gigi Fernandez is going to talk about 8 winning doubles plays with any partner. Love that. Ian Louis Caillé and Will Hamilton are also going to be talking about doubles as well. We've got Paul Anacone and Pete Freeman, among others, talking about the singles game. And Dr. Mark Kovacs and Time Value of Tennis are going to talk about the serve. Greg Lesueur. We've got sessions on volleying technique, the perfect slice backhand technique. As I mentioned, optimal footwork technique by Dave Bailey. And then Jeff Salzenstein is going to talk about the 5 deadly mistakes that make you a poor competitor. The mental game is severely underestimated. I mean, clearly we need all of our different components, technique, strategy, fitness, and the mental game to all come together, which is why I'm providing all these sessions with the help of the coaches, of course, and experts to educate you on all of those things. But the mental game, a very interesting topic, very important to help you break through your plateaus. So that's exactly what Jeff is going to help you do, along with Alistair and Jeff, among others, Jeff Greenwald and Alistair McCaw. Sessions wise, we're going to have sessions on best exercises to improve your tennis performance, on the top principles of tennis specific fitness training that will produce championship tennis, agility exercises for better tennis movement, weightlifting for tennis players, benefits and what to avoid, how to increase your range of motion and boost your movement, pain-free, diet trends and what works best for competitive tennis players. As I mentioned with Allen Iverson, how to choose the right shoes for you. So that's a taste of the session. So if you are interested in, honestly, in even one of these sessions, which I've made it a goal with each of these sessions to get and extract the most actionable content so that, you know, you can just watch these sessions and then go out and take action. If you're interested in even one of those that I mentioned, if you want to know how to hit a better forehand, backhand, serve, volleys, if you want to improve your mental game, if you want to become a more fit, strong, better mover on the court, and if you want to have a better mindset on the court, or even how to choose the right shoes for yourself, any interest in any of that, you need to go to tennisfilessummit.com, or I set up another link for you, tennisfiles.com/summit19.
Introducing Coco Gauff's signature shoe, more than just a tennis shoe. It's a fusion of 90s-inspired style and cutting-edge performance technology. With its sleek mid-cut silhouette, it's designed to enhance speed and power on the court. The multi-piece upper construction delivers high-energy return for players of all levels. Whether you're a seasoned pro or just starting out, the Coco CG1 empowers you to dominate the game. Learn more and purchase the Coco CG1 at newbalance.com.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Because, as I mentioned, it's free to attend the summit. And by attend, I don't just mean like you attend and then you can't see anything. I mean, you register. All you do is you just type in your first name and email, and then you'll be registered to where once each session goes up, is published online. Let's say if the doubles strategy sessions are published on the Wednesday, May 15th, they'll be up for 2 days, 48 hours. So you'll be able to watch that and totally for free. And in addition to that, we'll also have some live Q&A with some coaches as well, including Peter Freeman and Will Hamilton. So like I said, free event, free sessions, you'll be able to watch them when you can, and definitely nothing to lose there. So I highly recommend that you attend. It'll be a really fun event, a lot of great content, and I can't really say more than that as far as encouraging you to register. And in addition to that, there have been hundreds of people who have chosen to take advantage of what I call the All Access Pass, which is basically you're able to get lifetime access to every single video. And in addition to that, you also get bonuses, which include downloadable MP3 audio files of every single session, so you can listen to them on the go, wherever you are. You know, if you're in the kitchen cooking, if you're driving, those are two of my favorite times to listen to podcasts or audio files. If you're in the gym, take it with you anywhere. In addition to that, you'll get an implementation worksheet to help you really hone in on exactly what you want to take out of each session and then your action step. And you also get other things like other exclusive study resources and materials. And you'll get access to my Facebook mastermind group where we talk tennis, post about it, study tennis, very nice close-knit community, as well as a future Q&A session with me. I think that's a lot that you're going to get for the Lifetime Access Pass if you choose to invest in that, which I think it's an amazing investment, and it's actually going to cost less than the price of a tennis lesson. So I think it's honestly, as the kids say, a pretty sick value, but you'll get information about that as soon as you register for the summit. And if you act quickly, you can get it for even lower than the price of a normal tennis lesson. So I highly encourage you to check out Tennis Summit 2019. And once again, you can go to tennisfilesummit.com. That's TennisFilesSummit.com or tennisfiles.com/summit19. And you can check out the show notes page at tennisfiles.com/93 to get the clickable links to check out the summit. And like I said, just a really cool event. Over 30 world-class coaches and experts. Free event. If you choose to check out the Lifetime Access Pass, you know, if you do that, then it'll give you the freedom to check out all the sessions whenever you want. And I liken it to having over 30 world-class coaches and experts in your back pocket, and that anytime you want, let's say you're having trouble on the serve, you know, a month or two from now, let me pull up the serve session that Dr. Mark Kovacs did on data-driven, you know, basically the most important elements of the serve based on thousands of data points, you know? Or if you're having trouble with your movement, pull up Dean Hollingworth's session on agility exercises. If you're having trouble on the mental game, struggling, you know, don't know what to do, 3 months later, pull up Jeff Salzenstein's session on mindset and the critical mistakes you're making and what to do about it. So I think that's a great advantage of having the all-access pass, a lifetime pass option, which is a great value for all that you're getting. But whether you just register and watch the summit with the free pass, or if you invest in the Lifetime Access Pass, definitely looking forward to seeing you there and talking with you and discussing tennis, and especially encourage you to check out the Q&A sessions that I'm going to have during the week. So again, May 14th to May 19th, but do not postpone registering for the event. And if you're on my newsletter list, if you're a subscriber, then I will send you some information on that. So with that, really appreciate you listening. And as always, I would really appreciate it if you would subscribe to the Tennis Files podcast. Just hit the subscribe button in the app that you're listening to right now, as well as on iTunes. You can do that by going to tennisfiles.com/iTunes and hitting the subscribe button. But if you had to choose one thing, I'd say to register for Tennis Summit 2019. So go do that at tennisfilesummit.com or tennisfiles.com/summit19. And I will leave you with a quote, as I often like to do at the end of the show. And this one is by Edward J. Stieglitz. Love this one. And Edward says, "It's not the years in your life that count. It's the life in your years." Very true. You know, you could live to 100, but, you know, being isolated and sad and things like that for most of it, or you can live to 50 but have a huge impact in the world and be happy and be with everybody. And so I think that's pretty much what that means. So for me, it's providing you guys with value and hearing from you and corresponding with you and being able to play this great game of tennis that we all love. So with that, I will see you on the next episode of the Tennis Files podcast and at Tennis Summit 2019 in a few weeks, starting May 14th. Have a great one and take care.
Thanks for listening to the Tennis Files podcast. For more tips to help you improve your tennis game, visit tennisfiles.com.